Checking the NBA, Paul Pierce had 24 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists as the Celtics blasted the Lakers 116-95 for their 6th straight win last night. The Celts carried a 26-point lead into the final period and ended the Lakers' 3-game winning streak. Dwight Howard started for LA after missing 3 games with a sore right shoulder, providing 9 rebounds and just 9 points in 28 minutes before fouling out. Kobe Bryant scored a game-high 27 points. And the Denver Nuggets overcame the Chicago Bulls. The Nuggets improved to 22-3 at home with their 8th straight win, a 128-95 victory over Chicago. In the NHL, Thomas Vanek was Buffalo's star in a 5-4 triumph at Montreal, scoring twice in the third period and once in the shootout. Vanek's league-high 10th goal of the season tied the game with just 2 seconds left in regulation and allowed the Sabres to win for only the second time in 9 games. Teenage rookie JT Miller scored his first 2 NHL goals, and Henrik Lundqvist stopped 27 shots as the New York Rangers handed the Islanders their 3rd straight loss, 4-1. Elsewhere in the NHL, New Jersey doubled up Tampa Bay 4-2. Calgary finished ahead of Columbus 4-3. Florida beat Philadelphia 3-2. Pittsburgh bested Washington 5-2. Carolina 3, Ottawa 2. Detroit 5, St. Louis 1. Nashville shut out Los Angeles 3-0. Toronto slid past Winnipeg 3-2. And Vancouver defeated Phoenix 6-2. Checking top 25 college basketball, Illinois edged ahead of first-ranked Indiana 74-72. Fourth-ranked Duke 98. NC State 85, and Colorado beat 19th-ranked Oregon 48-47. In other college basketball news, UAlbany defeated UMBC 79-56, and Hartford bested Binghamton 76-62. Finally, the Boston Bruins have shipped goaltender Tim Thomas to the New York Islanders for a conditional second-round draft choice in 2014 or 2015, a deal that's more of a salary cap move for the Bees. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.